Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is your boy Cal Ripken, Bay Area Zone, kicking it with Miss Kane, the mouth of the South, raw and uncut at Blog Talk Radio. Let's show them how we do things.
Well, 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 people, what's happening? This is your girl, Miss Kane, rocking with you and back at you on this Monday night, giving y'all what y'all know I give to you best. Celebrity gossip and new music, and rolling alongside me is my wonderful, most talented co-host, Miss Tammy Jones Gill. How you doing, Miss Lady?
I'm doing great. What's up, everyone?
So how is your, you know, before I ask you, let me just say happy MLK to everybody.
That's right. Happy MLK Day.
I you know, I ain't gonna even say I don't even celebrate the damn day like that. I don't judge me, people. Don't fucking judge me. Once I found out that he cheated on Poe Coretta, honey, I just ain't been the same since.
Oh no.
No shade, no tea. I'm just saying, I ain't been the same. And I know y'all like, bitch, that man stood for so much more than that shit that you talking about. But at the end of the day, that's just how I fucking feel, okay? Sorry, and fucking sorry. But anyway, happy ML motherfucking K day. Hey, anyway, we ain't gonna hold y'all tonight, okay? We gonna get right on into this shit because we ain't got no choice because we got some juicy shit. And we ain't going to start off with the new Jordan tonight. We're going to get about 5 or 6 stories in, and then I'm going to let Tammy bring it on for y'all. So what we're going to do is get on into this shit. You ready, Tammy?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, let's go with our first story up tonight, which will be, I don't know if I want this to be the jaw dropper tonight. Maybe so. Maybe no, but let's just go ahead on and make it the jaw dropper of the night. And I don't even understand what's going on, people. I'm going to just try to give y'all a little bit about what I know about what's going on, okay? This shit with Jay-Z, I'm sure, unless you've been living up under a fucking rock, Fault Master Flex, he shaved Jay-Z. He went on his show, and I don't know how long this little radio, you know, version of, and I ain't gonna even say it was a radio version. I don't know how long he did the little going in on Jay-Z thing. All I know, it was too goddamn long for me. First, it was a whole bunch of music playing, Tammy. Then he started talking. He talked so goddamn much, I turned the shit off. I couldn't listen to no more. People, let me tell y'all something.
You're not the only one. I tried listening to that, too. And all I could hear was, like, these bomb sound effects, sound bites. I was like, I can't believe it. Just say what you got to say. It's like every time he says a one sentence, boom, another one, boom. I'm like, what kind of, he's supposed to be on this show ranting and raving. This is a joke.
Okay, I'm glad it just wasn't me. But, you know, I did hear that. I did. But it was just like, Funk Master Flex, right? Like, nigga, you lost cool points with me a long time ago because, see, the thing about these people in the industry, oh, God, I don't even know where to begin. People have a way of rubbing me the wrong way. When the wife came out and she told the story when they had the goddamn show ain't even last but 2 seconds over there on TLC. What it was, Tammy, I don't even remember what the fuck it was, but it was supposed to be the wiser, you know, motherfucking Floyd Mayweather's baby mama, Funk Master Flex ex-wife, DMX ex-wife, whatever the fucking show them bitches was on, that's the show that she was on. And after she came on, I kind of lost cool points, he kind of lost cool points with me. And then, you know, just over the years, how Charlamagne the God has always just went in on this nigga and just little stories and stuff that I've heard about him and how I see he act and how, you know, artists have told me how they have reached out to him to try to get him to, you know, put their music on blast and he want to charge them all this big, substantial amount of fucking money to just let them be heard. Yeah, he just don't sit too well with me. But anyway, he's on the radio show. He's going in talking about he going to beat Jay-Z ass. He going to expose Jay-Z secrets. And, he calls Jay-Z a corporate rapper with cute lyrics. And all this stems from some shit when he was interviewed or some shit that Jay-Z sent to him an email, something that was in an email, Jay-Z's company, Life and Times. It all revolves around that shit. It's too much for me to get into, okay? Goddamn, I'm just going to say it like that. I got ADHD on this story. You heard me. I don't want to talk about it. I don't. I just wanted to get it to y'all children. Throw that shit out there. See, y'all ain't never met no motherfucking no radio personality like me. Like, I would give you the business, but only part of the business. The rest of that shit is just like I'm a teacher. I'm going to give your ass what you need to pass this fucking test, but the rest of this shit is you goddamn it, you all y'all riding this motherfucker. I love y'all dearly. I do, because I know y'all fucks with a bitch regardless. Oh, my Lord, Tammy. Did you want to say anything else on that before we move on real quick?
No, because I'm like you. It's just confusing. And he says so many things. Like, because, you know, Jay-Z's not the only rapper that Funkmaster Flex had an issue with. He had an issue with Damian Dash. He had an issue with Cameron. He had an issue with Jay.
Everybody.
Oh, come on. I mean, this is ridiculous.
He got an issue with everybody. I mean, this nigga think he old. That's why Charlamagne be over there going off on that nigga, talking about how old that nigga is. You know, I don't even like Charlie like that, but honey, that bitch had me rolling when she be talking about that nigga. That shit be funny. Ooh, let me wet my whistle. That shit be funny to me. Like Ricky Smiley say, you lie to me. But moving right along. Oh, rapper J. Cole and his fiance are expecting. Woo.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah. My baby daddy, he just don't know it. August Alsina gets into a scuffle Saturday night when he was doing he had done a performance, and this took place in St. Louis. And I've been raping the shit out of that nigga's motherfucking video part of the afternoon when I had a little downtime to myself. It's called, I Be On That Shoot and Die Shit. Shoot and Die, that's the name of the video. Oh, that nigga, him pretty to me, Tammy. August, I heard you looking for you a girlfriend. I got to go work on some things for myself, but I'm going to come back for you, boo. I am. Because you're a grown man now. I will put, boy, oh, Lord, 15, Tammy. If this nigga had 15 years on him, I would leave this goddamn show and never to return for that nigga. Do you hear me? He's one of those type of niggas that you'll fight a bitch about, I'm telling you, because he's sexy. Between him and Pop, I would have a hard decision, honey. If I was caught in a little triangle between the two of them motherfuckers, I would. It's just something about that nigga's mouth. Oh, my God. And, like, I like a nigga with a pretty mouth, pretty teeth, and pretty eyes. You just got to have features to me that just make you just be like, just make you, oh. Because, Plies, if you ever looked at that nigga, oh, them eyelashes in his eyes, it's just so pretty. Anyway, I got to get off that shit. Y'all making me hot. But let me move on. August gets into a scuffle. The first lie was that he got into it a promoter. And then they said he got into it with Slim. But it turns out that he got into it with some local rapper who thought August was sneak dissing while he was doing his show, while he was doing his performance or whatever. So the nigga went backstage and then some shit popped off, words was exchanged, and then I guess, you know, August popped the nigga halfway, hit the nigga, and before they could really start fucking fighting this shit, it was over. And again, I got ADHD on that shit because it's just not enough information to just give out there like that for real. August, I'm going to need you to stop letting these motherfuckers get up under your skin, but I do know once you gain celebrity status, people will try you, and they will come up with the least little thing, you know, trying to see if they can get a goddamn lawsuit or get a rise up out you. So, boo, you know, let these haters hate, fall back. You know, just you got to do you. What you finna say, Tammy?
No, I was going to say, yeah, let them hate. That's all they can do. Have mercy. Yeah, ma'am. And be sure to check us out tomorrow night. We're going to be talking about dark skin versus light skin. I just got through watching that over there on the Oprah channel on OWN. So, yes, we're going to talk about that shit tomorrow night. I never really had a whole lot of issues because I'm not dark skin. And I'm not really light skin. I'm just like a reddish-brown type complexion. I had a few, I would say maybe, from white people when I was little, young, not third grade, but kindergarten, first grade, somewhere up in there. But it really wasn't a big issue for me. But we'll be talking about that tomorrow night. All right, moving on. Rapper J. Cole. I already said that shit. Rapper Snooty Wild. And I know a lot of y'all are like, who the fuck that nigga is? Well, he's a rapper, honey. He got a song. I can't even think of the name of that shit right now. But his girl... And this is just so fucking retarded to me. I would really like to meet these bitches who are always trying to leak some shit on Instagram and on Twitter and ask them, what the fuck is y'all problem for real? Like, really, what is y'all problem? But this bitch, Tammy, she done leaked pictures of him sleeping, says that he got that shit and that he's hooked on the cocoa. Okay. If he got AIDS and he hooked on cocaine, bitch, why are you still with him? Exactly.
Crickets, bitch, we gonna need you to get your life like Tamar said, because you not making no kind of goddamn sense over here. Moving on, Chris Brown just got his probation revoked. Lord, Chris, Tammy, out. You want to talk about that?
He just can never get a break, you know. And, you know, I was talking about this on my show last week. You know, I didn't know. First of all, judge is saying that he might have to go to jail because he's like a risk when it comes to him performing, people getting hurt, people getting shot. First of all, Chris Brown's not putting a gun to these people's head. Second of all, he got in trouble because he didn't get permission to leave Los Angeles to go perform in San Jose. So he got in trouble for that. Number two, he didn't finish all his community service. He was supposed to complete 2,000 hours of it. He only has about 300 left. So that was another issue. And his lawyer is saying to the judge that he didn't know that he was supposed to get permission or all that, you know, to travel, you know, out of the city. So it's just a big mess. And this judge, he wants to throw him back in jail.
That's how they be, honey. Don't even get me started, because you know what my opinion is of that shit. Moving right along, Amber Rose, I'm so sick of this bitch. And, you know, let me tell you something. It's three bitches that I don't like to talk about on my show. Period, point to the goddamn blank. That's Amber Rose, bald-headed ass, Kim Kardashian, inflatable ass, and motherfucking Cat Stacks, look like a rat ass. I don't like talking about neither one of them three bitches. They done gained celebrity status. It made me not so much Cat Stacks, but with Amber Rose, like, they talking about she's breaking the internet. Man, please, breaking what besides on the motherfucking goddamn hotel balcony with a goddamn G-string on, because basically that's what it looked like, G-string swimsuit type thing, and she's on the balcony. They talking about, oh, she must be trying to get, she's probably fighting to try to get Wiz Khalifa back. Look, bitch, you don't have a child. You don't need to be out here exposing your fucking body. That's why I can't take that maggot-ass whole series. Like, you a thought to me, bitch. You a thought. You going to stay a thought. You was always a thought, and that's what your ass going to be. And I see something that was on the internet about something about that her family didn't show up to her and Wiz. They didn't show up to her and Wiz's wedding. her side of the family. And it was some other shit that she said in there. But my thing is, bitches, they didn't show. I guess she was trying to blame it all on the type of person that he's supposed to be. Bitch, you a stripper. It ain't no telling how many dicks you done sucked in the fuck. And see, like I always say, a motherfucker can come forth tomorrow and say, yo, I slept with Kane. But you ain't going to see Kane out here. I know that I don't have no motherfucking body like that to be trying to show off. But at the end, I'm not jealous of nail bitch. But at the end of the motherfucking day, a nigga can come forth and say, yeah, I fucked her. 100 motherfuckers can line up. Let me just put it like that. And let me be frank. And say, yeah, we slept with Kane. But goddamn, it don't matter what you say. It don't matter what you say, because at the end of the day, I'm not going to make myself look like I done participated in sleeping with that many motherfucking men. You feel where I'm coming from, Tammy? Because her display of who she is as a person, she comes off real slutty. Like, you can't get noticed no other fucking way besides showing your goddamn ass. I'm so sick of these maggot-ass bitches, I don't know what to do. Every last one of them, y'all keep showing your fucking ass. Moving on, I don't even want to talk about that hoe no more. Moving on, Saturday night, ASAP Yams of the ASAP Mob, Rocky. Y'all know that's one of the members of the ASAP Rocky, like I was saying. He allegedly took a combination of bars, which they call Xanax and Codeine, and he died. And he was only 26 years old. So condolences to ASAP Rock. ASAP Rocky, ASAP 30, and all the rest of them, and rest in peace, ASAP Yams, and whatever, however, and whenever. I know that's silly, probably, but I'm sorry, people, I'm just saying. And we're going to take a quick part. Let me see. Let me run through a couple more stories, and then we'll go to let Tim and take y'all to the break. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the Whitney Houston biopic that was on Lifetime this past Saturday night. Anyway, moving on real quick, Kevin Hart says he would never play a gay role in any new movies as of right now because he's too worried about what you all would think of him, the public, yes. So he said, hell no, he ain't playing no gay role. And I couldn't agree with him more because people are too critical these days. You can't do wrong. You can't do right. If you do right, you still do it wrong. If you do wrong, you got to try to go back and do it right. It's just too goddamn confusing around this motherfucker. You can't win for losing. So fuck it, Kevin. I don't blame you. I wouldn't do none either. Sports anchor Greg Anthony. I don't know who this nigga is. I just pulled this story up off of the goddamn internet just to get to y'all. Some of y'all might know this nigga, but I don't. Anyway, he just got busted in a prostitution scene, and he was trying to get with a transgender. And some people might know him because he's supposed to be an outspoken Republican who often tear down black people every chance he get. And if I'm not mistaken, I think he used to play NBA basketball.
Really?
Yeah. But yeah, that nigga was trying to get some. He was trying to get some dick and some ass. And on that note, Tammy. And on that note, take us to the break. The new joint of the night, Tammy say day is night. Tammy's show is in the daytime. I know, Tammy. I know. Sometimes we fuck up over here, but that's all right. You're doing a good job, girl. Anyway, the new joint of the night. Take us to it, Tammy.
It's a new joint. It's Chris Brown featuring Tyga and Ayo.
This my new shit. I'm the black bitchy bitch with the roof missing. If it don't make dollars, don't make sense. Z, wake up like I gotta get it. And I got an engine for a trunk space. I get money three ways, fucking bitches three ways. Seven different foreigners, plus she's no oblate. But I make that bitch walk with some cheesecake. Yeah, I'm I'm the coldest nigga I see. Looking in the mirror like I wish I can be me. She too into me, I'm more into money. My hobbies are body, that pussy's my lobby. I'ma eat it, I'ma eat it. I don't lie, on my dick too conceited. Told her she my wife for the weekend. But don't be acting like I need you, cause we poppin' like, yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like, hey, yo. I'ma take her ass down, she bring her friend around, fuck them both like, hey, yo. I'm a bougie ass nigga, let the goof at home. We poppin' like, hey, yo, hey, we poppin' like, hey, but don't be acting like I need you.
I'm in the rows, you don't roll right. My chain shine brighter than a strobe light. I'm tryna fuck Coco, this don't concern ice. If I motorboat, she gon' motorbike. A nigga ain't worried about nothing. Rehabilitation, just have me worried about fucking. Money decision making, only worried about stunning. She worried about me, her nigga worried about cussing. I wanna see her body. Body.
Yeah. All
right. Go ahead, Tim.
That was Chris Brown Tiger in Ayo. Fan of a Fan Part 2.
Ooh, I like that song. Somebody say, oh. Oh, I was about to get crunk right. I about forgot where I was. Have mercy. I know I said that we were going to get into Whitney before we do that because we like to save our longer discussions for the end of the show. But let me get into the rest of this shit right here. Jennifer Lopez got a movie coming out called The Boy Next Door. And really, they should have just put that goddamn movie on Lifetime. Why am I paying to go see some shit? I already know what the goddamn punchline is.
Mm-hmm. I think Jennifer Lopez did some a movie like this similar where her husband, it was hard, she was married to the guy. And he tried to kill her and stuff like that. Kind of almost similar.
Yeah, it was called Enough.
Yeah.
That was the name of the movie, we were called Enough. And we're going to add her ass in with our white people's news tonight. Also, we're going to talk about, did y'all see the cover of In Touch magazine with they had your boy over there, Bruce Jenner. Ooh, that nigga was in. He was in his... Can he get it out? That nigga was in his full case. He had
they
all
were
the
wrong.
What? What, Tammy? What do you mean
they
were
wrong?
You know
what they did? You know what they did? They took a picture of, what's that famous L.A.? No. I don't know if it was the lawyer or Ariana Huffington. They took her picture and just digital put it on Bruce Jenner. So
well, that's how he want to look anyway.
And you know, this story's him walking around with nail polish on. He got, you know, he's looking more and more like a woman. There's all kinds of
You know, I'm sorry, listeners. I am. I just don't know how to have any compassion for somebody that wants to be viewed as a woman, but you're mad about how this magazine to put your ass on blast. I don't know.
Before we continue on, if you want to hear the rest of the show, you have 6 minutes left. So just call in. The call-in number is 347-327-9526. Again, 347-327-9526. You have 6 minutes left to call in to hear the rest of the show. Okay, Ms. Kane, you can continue.
All right. Last white folks news we got is the girl, actress, I guess that's what she is Naya Rivera, who talks about white people shower more than any other group of people, basically ethnic people or some shit, how she tried to say it. That's the bitch that was fucking around with Big Sean, the rapper. And then they broke up, and then they say, you know, she done went and got engaged. That was goddamn, like, damn, nigga, you were fucking with Big Sean for a long time. And then, excuse me, after the breakup, y'all were broke up 2 days, and you was engaged to another motherfucker. I don't get these stars, but bitch, let me tell you something, okay? I like to take showers, baths. Matter of fact, I just took me a bath yesterday because normally I do take showers and shit. but I took me a tub bath yesterday and the day before that. Sometimes you have to go the extra mile with some people because they don't understand shit. So let me go the extra mile with your ass, Naya. Bitch, you the one who don't like to take a goddamn bath or a shower. Personally, I'm going to have my ass in there twice a goddamn day if I can, sometimes three. Because let me tell you something, Tammy, some shit happened to me and I ain't called no folks yet. I'm going to call them tomorrow because I know I get somebody. Papa John's pissed me off over the fucking weekend. Yes, they did. My homegirl called me because she was over there trying to pick my goddamn pizza up. I'm in the motherfucking shower with my cell phone. It rung. I had to pick it up. I ain't had no goddamn choice. So I'm trying not to get my shit wet and get electrocuted at the same time. So I was only able to bathe like a half-ass little shower. Don't you know, after we left and when she came to my shit, I rode with her, we came back to my shit, and I got my ass back in the goddamn shower. Because, see, I don't do half-ass shit. I might give y'all half-ass stories right here, but that's a difference from bathing your ass doing a half-ass job. Fuck that bullshit. Fuck that. You hear me, too?
Yeah, I hear you. You know, it's so funny because, you know, they were saying that, according to dermatologists, you know, when you take multiple showers during the day, three times or four times a day, you're robbing your skin of natural oils. Now, personally, I have very sensitive skin, so I can't take, the only time I'll take multiple showers is during the summer months. But for me, I can't take three showers a day because my skin is very sensitive. It gets irritated either from hard water or the soap, or most of the time it's hard water. So I get very sensitive. But, you know, it's up to the individual. But, you know, that was kind of crazy for her to say that. And even though she's a black woman herself, you know, it was just kind of crazy for her to come out on national television saying that kind of stuff.
Well, they try to say because she, is it her fiancé, her husband, or whoever it is, he's white?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. She talking about he bathes more than I do. Well, honey, he have to. Will you ever smell the stinking ass quacker? And no offense to my Caucasian people, but baby, they got to do what they got to do. And see, what I always have been so baffling about white people and how they bathe, to me, they don't use a goddamn rag. They just jump in. Excuse me. Wait a minute, Tammy. Don't get mad at me, white people, that's how y'all been portrayed to look like, okay? Because if you watch a fucking movie and you see a goddamn white person, when they go fuck in the shower, they are, if they just go in the shower to take a goddamn shower, they don't use no rag. So you mean to tell me, what if Becky is on her fucking period? So you're going to take the soap and wipe down between your goddamn legs with the soap, bitch? I'm trying to understand, Tammy. I don't get it. You don't let your minister go all over the show. I mean, what if you have blood clots and shit? Because I know I had blood clots with my period and stuff. And by the way, people, I'll be having my surgery on February the fucking 4th. So pray for me. Pray for me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we got Ms. Kane trying to get it in these next couple weeks. But I'm going to be out for a whole goddamn month. So y'all ain't going to see me no more until probably by March. Have mercy. But anyway, yeah, I don't get that shit. How the fuck you y'all jumping y'all ass off in the goddamn shower? Y'all ain't using no fucking rags and shit. Yeah, white people. Girl, go sit your half black ass down with that bullshit. Moving right along, I want to say this to the little rapper's mama. Yeah, you know the rap group Race Murder, the one that got no flex, no flex. And then they got a song called "I Ain't Got No Type." Bad bitches is the only thing that I like them niggas. One of them motherfucking niggas' mama is all on fucking, what it is, Instagram, Twitter, one of them, posting pictures of herself. Girl, let me tell you something. You too old for that bullshit. She still got an okay body, but you look like you 75 in the fucking face. So I'm going to need you to sit your old ass down, trying to get noticed and trying to make a name for yourself. Bitch, your time has came and it gone and it's expired. Goodbye. Oh, these people make me sick, Tammy. They make me sick with this stupid shit. Oh, my God. And on another stupid-ass note, this is my old hell to the now moment of the night. Snoop Dogg just became a glam daddy. And I say glam daddy because y'all know that nigga is full of glam around this motherfucker. His son, Corday, who is 21, had a baby. Get a load of this shit, Tammy. With a white bitch who is in her 30s, who used to be friends with Snoop Dogg. Have mercy, Jesus. I got to wet my whistle. So, basically, it's like, okay, I can't trick your daddy into getting me pregnant, so I go trick his little young ass into getting me pregnant. I'm going to get some of Snoop Dogg money somehow, some way. See, Lord, I will refrain from saying what I want to say tonight. I'm going to keep this a good show for y'all. I really am. I really am. Shit. And Keegan Moore started, she was all on Twitter or somewhere. She was shading Lupita. Am I saying that dark-skinned girl name right? The one that played with 12 years? Yeah, Lupita. Yes. She was shading the hell out of Lupita, honey. Because Lupita, they were some fucking way. Lupita didn't want to take a picture with her. Keegan, hey, you looked at Lupita. Hey, girl, why are you worried about taking a picture with that girl?
You know, it's so funny because back in the day, Kenya was like that, too. She didn't want everybody taking pictures with her. So I don't know why she's acting surprised.
Honey, I heard. Because, you know, her friend, honey, Miss Lawrence, honey, with his, don't make me talk about him. But, yeah, he said the same thing. He talked about both of them was wrong or whatever. And that may be true. I don't know. But it is what it is. But Kenya's girl, you got to stop. Just stop, Kenya. I'm Team Kenya, but sometimes you be taking it too far. Moving right along, this up-and-coming R&B singer, his name is Makai. Tammy, did you get the photo?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So you know who I'm talking about. I make sure me and my co-host on the same page, honey. This motherfucker here, he from Atlanta, and he's a male. He was born with a dick and some balls. And he got an ass bigger than K. Michelle, two times bigger than K. Michelle, with a little old bit ass waist. And he bald headed. He ain't got no weave or nothing in his. Nigga, you look fucking ridiculous, nigga. He gets the ratchet shout out of the night. Tammy, what you think about that shit?
Yeah, because I saw the picture and I was like, good God. And if you guys are on the line, you could see we're in you know, where we have the show showcase posted. You see the pictures. Take a look at the picture. I was like, he got his shirt open, like you said, his behind's like wider than God knows. I was like, what in the world?
I really can't. Lord have mercy, I can't. Oh, nigga, don't talk about nigga. All I'm saying is that I can't stand these gay dudes who go over the top with shit. I really don't. I don't want none of my gay people trying to come and shade the fuck out of me because y'all know I fucks with y'all motherfuckers heavy. But when you do it wrong, I'ma let your ass know that you do it wrong. And he is doing the fucking most. I don't like it. I don't like it, Tammy. I'm not finna support his albums. His music.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't finna catch me listen to none of that shit, all because he looked fucking ridiculous, and I said it. Yes, I did. Have mercy. He need to go take some lessons from Big Freedia. And by the way, Big Freedia will be back on in February, and I've never really been too much of a fan of that show. I'm really a fan of Nobody's, like I always say, but I will be tuning in to look at that shit, because he from the Know Ya, baby. Anyway, we finna get into real quick. Well, no, let's go to Housewives of Atlanta, run through that real fast. Last night wasn't nothing really to be talked about besides the fact that Claudia was still on the throwing shade. A lot of people think that Claudia needs to disappear. They don't like Demetria. I don't understand what y'all people are seeing in Claudia and Demetria that I'm not seeing. For the fucking most part, I think Claudia is a good person. I think she comes across as a good person. She's educated, you can tell, and you can tell she got a little fucking hood off in herself. And, oh, Lord, have mercy. Her grandmama that was on that show, I live for her, too. And I live for the old lady gang. I live for them, too, Tammy, the old lady gang, because that's what Candy called her mama and her two sisters. The old lady gang. Yes, Lord, have mercy. They had another little, Candy had another little, what it was, what kind of little get-together that was she had, Tammy?
Yeah, she had something on the beach that was related to, you know, her candy-coated knives, you know, her sex toys and stuff like that. And she thought it would be a good idea to have some fun, you know, stay away from the drama for one night. And they're passing a plastic, what it was, the dildos between their legs.
It was all right. Of course, she come out there dressed like a fucking stripper. Like, she finna go to a strip show or some shit. I just really don't like Portia. And I love how Claudia got her ass on that goddamn bus. But they all supposed to have kissed and made up and all this other shit. And what I was going to say, I think I was gonna, I will try to put it in last week's show, but it wasn't enough time. Nene, I'm just ready for them to take your ass up off of this show. Because I ain't never in my life seen somebody who got to sit up and always brag about what label designer they wear or how much money they got. And my car, I bet you pop my motherfucking garage and you'll see how many motherfucking cars in my shit. And by the way, I see a picture of her oldest son. Ooh, that nigga know he ugly. I don't know who the fuck laid out and let him pump babies up in them, but that girl know she was crazy. She must just want the attention from Nene because, honey, that boy is ugly. Nene, and you look like goddamn Scooby-Doo. No, she look like Shaggy. That's who the fuck she looked like with that goddamn wig that she had on. I'm telling you, like I've always said before, Tim, they got that bitch looking like she dead.
Yeah, that, you're right. She looks horrible. She is, ugh.
I know she hated it because they fucked her up. I don't give a fuck how much money they paid you to look like that, but bitch, you was fucked up. I done said to the motherfuckers, no, God, I can't do it. Uh-oh, you got me fucked up. And Demetra, I don't know what you had on, but it made you look bad built when you was performing.
Mm-hmm.
It made her look bad built. It made her look like she was old or something.
Yes.
Like she had on some stockings or something.
Yeah, I mean, you telling the truth. You are telling the truth. I mean, jeez.
Like, this is stiff as hell. Like, she's stiff. Like, Demetra, you got a voice, but girl, don't try to dance. You worse than what Tamar was when she first started. I'm going to need y'all to get y'all shit together, honey. But anyway, we're going to get off of Real Housewives of Atlanta. I was watching, Love and Hip Hop New York. All I can say is I'm so tired of all these goddamn Stevie J wannabe niggas on this motherfucking show. These bitches is just stupid. And then this one old bitch on there, she fucking with this nigga named Chink, who is like a producer. And he was in one of the Keisha Cole old videos when she first came out. And he was signing to the motherfucking that bitch. But this old bitch trying to get pregnant from this nigga. And he's still married on paper. God, Mona be letting y'all get Mona. Where the fuck do you be finding these people? Oh, Jesus.
I know. I don't know where she be getting these people.
I'm glad they took that sorority sister shit off, because that shit out, that girl that had that goddamn 10 packs of hair on her head with that ball on the side, her, I was ready for her to go the first night I see her on the show. Yeah, I was ready for her to go, Tammy. But anyway, moving on, we're going to talk about the Whitney Houston biopic. Ain't that what it is, Tammy?
Yeah, it's biopic.
Biopic. I said biopic. Oh, my God. I'm sleeping, people. Forgive me. I said that shit earlier, too. Yeah, I'm looking dead at the goddamn paper, but it just wasn't registered. Yeah, the Whitney Houston biopic, honey. Lord, let me tell you something. Let me say this before you say what you got to say. Shout out to that nigga named Arlen. What's his name, Tammy? Arlen. Oh, he got a fucked up last name.
Yeah.
I can't say L. Escarpita or some shit. Whatever. He played in this movie called Doughboys, and he was sexist fucking that shit, too. But, baby, I love the goddamn sex scenes that they put in that movie. Yes, God, they did. Love the sex scenes. And this is what I'm going to give y'all. First of all, I want to say this. I'm so tired of y'all motherfuckers trying to be critics. Ain't none of y'all got the money to have put this movie together. Shout out to Angela Bassett. You did your thing. I, however, do feel, like I told my co-host, that the way that y'all portrayed it, Bobby to be in this movie was not who he really was. That's the only problem that I had with it. And I don't feel like Yada, what's her name, the co-star?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't feel like she was just okay for me. She was all right, wasn't bad, and it was totally way better than the motherfucking Aaliyah movie, Wendy Williams. I'm going to need you to take notes, but yeah. You didn't have enough jazz and enough finesse about yourself to pull off being Whitney. But here's what I want to tell people. Y'all got to stop acting like that they could have made a fucking movie to put every goddamn piece of Whitney's life off in this movie. Like, y'all wanted to see Whitney being born in the movie. Y'all wanted to see her grow up. Y'all wanted to see how she first got into her career as being who she was. Everything that her and Bobby went through. You can't take all that shit and cram it into no motherfucking movie. Just be goddamn happy with what the fuck y'all was giving. Goddamn. Some of y'all motherfuckers, y'all crazy out here in this world. Y'all are. That's why we can't have things to go a certain way out this motherfucker, because you motherfucking people, y'all so hypocritical to it ain't fucking funny. And all I got to say is until you start putting forth your own motherfucking money to make these movies about these dead legends and shit, shut the fuck up. Damn it.
Yeah, I mean, you were right, because, you know, for them to do a movie from birth to death, that's going to take about 3.5-4 hours long, and that would have to go to the theaters. But I agree with you, Ms. Kane, when it came to Bobby, they put him in more of a positive light, because that's not the real Bobby Brown we used to read in the tabloids and Word Up magazine and stuff like that. As far as Yaya DaCosta playing Whitney Houston, I agree with you that she didn't put the spunk, because we all knew Whitney Houston. I mean, she was a classy woman, but she had her hoodness. She had that spunkness, and Yaya didn't bring that out. So, I mean, and like you said, it was much better.
I just want to throw that. I don't want to cut you out, but one part when she was coming and going on that goddamn stage, when she had on that little black glittery looking ass jacket, and she was clapping her goddamn hands and she was doing her shoulder. Now that was Whitney all the motherfucking way, baby. But
yeah,
that was it.
Yeah. So I mean, like you said, it was much better than the Aaliyah movie. And like you said, Angela Bassett, she did an excellent job directing that movie. And we only got like about 4 minutes left. But if you didn't see it, a Lifetime, I think it's going to repeat it again tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, it was on tonight. It probably might be on later tonight too. And then I heard some people say, why it just ended so abruptly, and why did it end like that? Well, it was a discussion. Why did they put in there about her death? First of all, her fucking family already had an issue with this movie being made as well. So my thing is this: why keep rehashing the fucking past? Everybody know how she died. Why you want to open up old wounds? You don't want to do that. Leave her memory and her legacy to her fans and to her family to be what the fuck it is, and stop trying to just make shit just like you gotta, like they just want shit to be so over the top. Like, yeah, you should have included the death. No, they shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
No, leave that shit out. And you know what? Like I was telling Tammy, I bet you any amount of motherfucking money they're going to go and do another Michael Jackson movie. And if it don't go to Lifetime, it's going to go to the big screen. And I bet you y'all motherfuckers going to have an issue with that shit, too. But anyway, it is. You ain't lying. Whew, Jesus. Ratchet shout out tonight is, let's see here what we got. When you got $20 and you try to make a decision between getting some gas, some cigarettes, and something to eat. And that's ignorant, but it's funny as fuck. Because you ever been in a situation where you just broke as hell and you needed some gas and you needed some cigarettes, and then you was a little hungry and shit? So if you ever been in that type of situation, y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. check us out tomorrow night, 10 o'clock p.m. We'll be back on here to do our show about the light skin, dark skin. And if you got a story that you would like to tell, please feel free to call in 347-327-9526. We thank y'all for tuning in with us tonight. Tammy, inform them about your show and what time you'll be on.
Yes, Wednesday afternoon, That's Entertainment, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk.